Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
May 5th, 2009, the Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic, my top 10 Flickr tips. Welcome back to another Digital Story. I'm going to be talking about Flickr this week. That's right, the online photo sharing and exploration website for photographers. And I tell you, if you haven't been using Flickr, if you haven't looked at it, if you haven't experimented with this site, it's free. You can sign up for free and start using it. They also have pro memberships for, I think, $29 a year, but you can do a lot for free. If you haven't experimented with it, haven't taken a look at www.flickr.com, and that's no E, so it's F-L-I-C-K-R.com, then maybe after listening to this show, you might go over there and take a look. I tell you, if you want to learn about photography, if you want to share your photography, this is an interesting place to be. So what I'm going to do today is give you 10 of my favorite tips. And I've been thinking a lot about Flickr lately, mainly because I've been recording trainings on it at lynda.com. I have a Flickr title out for iPhoto 09 users already, and I just finished an essential training, recording an essential training that I think will be out later this spring. That's basically everything that you would want to know about Flickr. So I thought, okay, all of this is fresh in my head. I've been using it a lot lately. Why not share my 10 favorite tips before I forget it? Because, you know, I'm not the youngest guy in the world, and, you know, these things happen, especially after a beer or so. So anyway, no beer, just total focused laser beam-like concentration today on Flickr. So here we go. Let's get started. First of all, tip number one, spend some time with your account profile on Flickr. This is very important. You know, you want to think about the type of copyright you want to apply to your images. Who can see your photos? Will your geotag show? All that sort of stuff. Because really, in part, how you make the settings in your account profile really shapes your view of Flickr for you and your interaction with the rest of the world. Now, there are all sorts of different types of copyrights, all the way from just flat-out restricted, which means no one can do nothing with your shots, all the way to different types of Creative Commons copyrights, and they even have links if you don't really understand the different types of Creative Commons copyrights. You have links and they explain it all so that you can set up the copyright that you're most comfortable with. Now, I recommend that you go with some type of Creative Commons copyright where you let other people have some access to your photos, not for money making necessarily, but to share with other people, because I think that's part of the social platform here. But it's up to you. If you're not comfortable with that, then don't do it. No judgment, honest. So the other thing too is, who can see your photos? Do you want to set your photos so that everyone can see them? So just your friends, just your family, or no one except for you? It's all of these things are up to you. So it's worth it to spend some time. The account settings are under the U tab, Y-O-U tab, at the top. Spend some time in there. Read the different parts of it. If you need more information, get it, because this shapes your Flickr experience and I think is very, very important. My second tip, build Flickr into your workflow. If you decide that Flickr is something for you, build it right into your workflow. Use an uploader, a Flickr uploader, that's friendly to how you operate. If you're an iPhoto user, for example, you might want to check out Flickr Export by Connected Flow. It's a plugin for iPhoto. Even though iPhoto 09 has Flickr connectivity built into it, it doesn't have the power that the third-party plugin Flickr Export does. You pick the one that's right for you. But the main thing is, whether you're an iPhoto user, an Aperture user, you don't use any of that stuff, you like to upload using web tools, you like to upload via a desktop application, there is stuff for you. And if you go to the tools section on Flickr, you'll get a good overview of all the things that are available. But the more that you integrate this into your workflow, the more you'll use it and the easier it will be. So integrate Flickr into your workflow and use tools that make that easy. That was tip number two. Speaking of making things easy, make tagging easy. Now, tagging is sort of Flickr's approach to keywording. And you can imagine if you have thousands and thousands and thousands and then millions of photos on a site, as Flickr does, you need to devise a system so that people can find them and that you can sort them and organize them and all that sort of stuff. And text tags is what Flickr uses to do that. And it works great, and they're easy to add. Flickr makes it very easy to add tags to your photos. And they'll, if you give the permission in your account settings, they'll let other people tag your photos too. For instance, you might not know a certain type of flower that's in one of your flower shots. Someone else might know it. They could add a descriptive tag that helps other people find it. So tagging is very important. Now, you can make tagging easy by doing two things. One is Flickr can read keywords in the IPTC metadata and convert them to tags automatically. You don't have to do anything. So if you're already adding keywords to your photos, when you upload to Flickr, when you export to upload to Flickr, just make sure that that metadata is traveling with your image. And then the bulk of your tagging, if not all of it, will be taken care of for you. Also, with certain types of uploaders, good uploaders, they allow you to add tags also during the uploading process. So anything that you can do to make tagging easier means that you'll have more tags, which means people will be able to find your photos easier, and you will be part of the Flickr fabric that makes it so exciting. Tip number four, you don't always have to image edit your images before uploading them to Flickr. You know, a lot of times people will fall into the trap, I guess you can call it a trap, it's not really a trap, but they'll trip on the wire. How many old sort of cliches can I drag out in one tip? We'll see. We're not done with the tip yet. But they will hit the wall with their images, where they won't upload them until they're absolutely perfect. You don't necessarily have to do that. Flickr has online image editing tools. So if you're in a rush, you can upload them and then work on them with Flickr's tools. They're quite good. They actually struck up a partnership with Picnic, online image editor, and I was just playing with it last week, and I was surprised at how many things I could do with it. So you don't have to wait until the images are perfect to upload them. You can upload them and then continue to work on them online, not necessarily even from your computer, but from any computer, internet cafe or whatever. Okay, tip number four, you don't always have to image edit your pictures before uploading. Number five, use the share link. There's a great share link in the upper right-hand corner of the Flickr interface, and to share images on your site or in other people's photo streams on Flickr with people who aren't members of Flickr. And I think this is very important because some folks, you know, might not want to join. They're not avid photographers, or it's just not worth their time. Their plate's already too full. But yet they enjoy seeing the occasional good photograph, or maybe they enjoy your work. So you can use the share link to share your photo. And it's very easy. You just go to your photo, you click the share link, and then you have these options. And you can send it to them as an email attachment. You can get the code to put on a web page. All this sort of stuff makes it very easy. And when you send it as an email attachment to somebody, it's pretty. I mean, the way that Flickr does this is very attractive, so that when someone gets the email, they go, wow, that looks really nice. And you can even share an entire set of photos with somebody. And they can go directly to that link on Flickr. They don't have to be a member. It works out great. So the share link, very handy way to share images with people who are not Flickr members and, you know, who just don't want to be, but yet they like seeing your work. Now, number six, have your PhotoStream page represent you and your approach to photography. Your PhotoStream page, which is the page that appears when you click on the You link at the top, that's your web gallery. That's your photo gallery to the world on Flickr. And you have actually a lot of control over how that looks. First of all, you have control over the different types of layouts that are available. So if you go to your account preferences and you look under the personal information tab, it shows there's a link there, an edit link that allows you to edit your PhotoStream page. Take a look at it. There are all sorts of different layouts. You can have large images, you can have medium-sized thumbnails, you can have thumbnails with sets, you can have thumbnails with collections. You can do a lot of stuff. Take a look at it. Get your Flickr page looking the way that you want. You don't have to just live with what the default out of the can is. You have a lot of control over how your page looks. All right, that was number six. Number seven, and as photographers, as members of this virtual camera club, I think this is a really important one. Spend some time in the Explore section on Flickr. Now, the Explore is it's a link up in that top nav bar that's over near the right end. And if you haven't gone over there, you need to. They do all sorts of stuff. Explore is really exploring the world of photography. And there are so many photographers participating in Flickr, and there are so many great, I mean, just absolutely jaw-dropping great photographers, that there is a lot that all of us can learn by looking at their work, by reading what they say about their work, and then by reading the comments that others add too. And Flickr tries to make this as exciting as possible. First of all, they highlight photographers in images all the time. So the first thing that you see when you click on the Explore tab is some really very nice image, right away. And then you can learn, more about that image. But in addition to that, they have things like the world map that allows you to explore photography from all over the world and based on any geographical area that you want. They have the camera finder, which allows you to see the photography captured with different types of camera, plus information about that camera, plus how many people are using that camera on Flickr. I mean, the camera finder is really cool. It's farther down on that pop-up menu on Explore, but if you haven't played with that and you're a hardware junkie, you're going to love that section. The Flickr calendar that lets you see images uploaded at different times of the day, every day. And then there's a Flickr blog written by some great people that point out different things that are going on Flickr, things that are interesting and things that as a photographer you would want to know about. And I honestly feel that one of the great things about Flickr as a site, in addition to you being able to share your work, is to really see what's going on in the world of photography. And if you're feeling stagnant, if you're feeling like, I need to do something new with my work, I need to explore, my world of photography, going here in this area on the Flickr site is a great start. Talk about brainstorming. Talk about visual brainstorming to really see what people are doing. And then because of the way that Flickr set up, if you see someone, someone's work that's really resonating with you, you can make them a contact, and then you can exchange mail with them. You can talk about their photography. A lot of these people, are very open about how they do things and what they're doing and so forth. And I just feel like in terms of energizing your own work, this is a great place to go. So I highly recommend that if you do nothing else, you go to the Explore area on Flickr and take a look and see what other folks are doing. Number eight, learn about mobile Flickr. Mobile Flickr is really terrific, and there's a link to it on the Flickr site, and you can access Flickr from your iPhone, from your Nokia phone, from your BlackBerry. I use the iPhone, And the Mobile Flickr site on the iPhone is just gorgeous. I have the link, by the way, to Mobile Flickr also in the show notes for this podcast. And it's designed specifically for the iPhone. You can manage your photo stream. You can explore the world of Flickr. You can upload photos. You can do a lot of stuff and something that you can carry around in your pocket. So again, you don't have to be at your desk at home to enjoy Flickr. Mobile Flickr is a terrific site. And when you're on the go, even if you're on the go for a photo shoot, you can use the tools on Mobile Flickr to learn more about the geographical area that you're in, to maybe see some images from that area, to see what other photographers are doing, to help you decide, what is going to be your thing on this shoot. So Mobile Flickr, again, another hot tip for improving your photography and getting excited about photography. Now, speaking of camera phones, I have a tip for mobile shooters. If you're shooting pictures with an iPhone and processing them on an iPhone and then uploading to Flickr, a good tip is, and this is also true with using the iFi card too, is that you can set your permissions to private when you upload them, when you upload a bunch of images. And then if you want, later on, when you have computer access, either at an internet cafe or at home, friend's house, then go through the images, maybe do a little work on the ones that are your favorites, and then set those to public and leave the other ones to private. So you can set the permission on the fly. And in fact, one of my favorite tools with the iPhone in Flickr is that on the Flickr site in the tools section, you can get a unique email address for you that, for instance, you could use with an iPhone. So you can send a picture that you take with your iPhone directly up to Flickr using this email address. And it's really nice. What you put in the subject line becomes the title in Flickr. What you write in the body of the email becomes the description. You can add tags on this upload. And you can even set the permission. So let's say that your default permission that you set in account preferences is public. That means that everything you upload to Flickr by default would be public. But if you have this email address and you're uploading from your iPhone and you want, things to be maybe private until you have a chance to work on them, then in the email address, they show you how to do this on the Flickr site. In the email address, right before the @, you do plus sign, private, and then that upload will be, the permissions will be set to private until you go and change them otherwise. So there's a lot of stuff you can do here with this, but uploading photos on the fly and having control over them, again, is a strength of Flickr. And the workflow that I like is set them up as private when you're sending them up, go over them, and then change them to public as you're ready to have the world see them. And then the last thing, tip number 10, is experiment with what Flickr calls the long photo. And the long photo is Flickr's approach to video. And you can upload video to Flickr, display video, search for video, share video. Video that's 90 seconds long or less. That's where the long photo thing comes in. But there is a lot you can do in 90 seconds. And you can put HD video up too. It doesn't have to be standard definition. But the video, we're seeing it more and more in cameras. I mean, we've had it in compact cameras for a while. Now we're seeing it in our digital SLRs. The line between still photography and video is becoming even more blurred. We have better tools to do it. And as photographers, there's a lot, I think, that we can do with short video in particular. I think we're well equipped to create interesting short videos. Flickr now gives us a platform not only to share that work with others, but then to explore the work of others. So it's something worth looking at. And if you're thinking about maybe getting more involved with what Flickr calls the long photo, which is short video, then maybe you want to go nose around a bit and see what other people are doing. So those are my 10 tips. And I also want to mention that on lynda.com right now, I do have one Flickr title called iPhoto 09, 10 Things You Need to Know About Flickr. And it's a nice short title. It's only about 45 minutes long, broken into 10 movies that really just go clip, 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 shows you everything that you need to know about Flickr if you're an iPhoto user. And then later on this spring, like I said, I'm going to have the Essential Training come out, and that's going to be about 5 hours of video, something like, I don't know how many movies, almost 70 movies, something like that. It'll be a lot. So that'll be coming out later on this spring. In the meantime, I hope I've given you a little something, a little rock to hang on to here. And I hope you go take a look at Flickr, because I think it's just really exciting, both from an inspirational point of view and from the platform point of view in terms of sharing your work. Okay, it's a new month. It's May. We have a new photo assignment this month. Rim lighting. Rim lighting is our photo assignment. And I'm actually probably going to do a podcast on, maybe I'll do it next week, on talking about rim lighting and techniques for it and so forth. But basically, it goes like this, where you put the person's back to the light source, the sun or whatever, so that it illuminates, you know, their hair and their shoulders and so forth. And then you either spot meter on their face, or you use fill flash on their face, or some way to illuminate the face. And then you get this nice effect of the hair having highlights around the edge and the shoulders and so forth that separates it from the background. And then you get to control the lighting on their face. It's a good technique, and it's a technique that I think we all should be very adept at, and it's our photo assignment for the month of May. So there'll be more on that coming up, but right now I wanted to get you thinking about it. Want to thank our sponsors. We have great sponsors, as you know. We have Red River Paper Company, who they just do a terrific job in terms of providing us with great inkjet paper, all sorts of different types of surfaces, high quality at a very affordable price. I love using their paper, and I can't speak highly enough of them. And at the same time, they're sponsors for Digital Story, which makes me even love them more. And SiteGrinder. And SiteGrinder is the Photoshop plugin that allows you to design websites in Photoshop with tools you're already familiar with. And then it outputs to great CSS and HTML code. They're terrific, the SiteGrinder folks, and also a wonderful sponsor of the Digital Story. And then Boink Software, the makers of Photo Magico and Boink's TV, both of which I'm very fond of, and have had a great time learning Boink's TV lately, some of which you will get to see the results once the new site launches. So I want to thank all of our sponsors for supporting the Digital Story that allows me to bring this show to you. And now I think it's time for you to maybe go do a little photography, think about photography, maybe explore Flickr and push your boundaries out a little bit. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope you give Flickr a look. I will see you next week. Until then, take care. Happy shooting. Bye-bye now.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, weblogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.